Thank you very much. I appreciate so many people coming and learning together on a Sunday morning. One of the events of this upcoming week's parsha is that the Chumash says, "Lavan holach l'gzozus tzono, v'tignov rachilas atrafim asher liyaviya." When Lavan is out taking care of his sheep, so Rachel, as we know, sneaks in and takes hatrafim. Exactly what are the trafim? So many say that the trafim are some form of avodah zarah, that Lavan was involved in some kind of idolatry. Others say that trafim was some kind of way that Lavan had to divine what was going to be. What's the issue? Because the pasuk seems to be a disjuncted pasuk. It says Lavan went to take care of the sheep, and Rachel stole the trafim. So we understand to me Lavan wasn't home, so Rachel could sneak in. All right. That's if you hold this avodah zara. But if you say that the Rashi says lafrishas avia mi avodah zara niskavna, she had in mind that her father should no longer have this pagan idol. The Targum Yonason describes in detail things are very hard for us to imagine that it was a form, an early form of moilach, and describes in gory detail how a child would be brought, how a child would be flayed, how it would be opened up, how they would have various incantations to say. It's all in this Targum Yonason number 3. The Ibn Ezra points out, Yesh Oimim, some say, Sherochal Gonva Somli Vatel Avedazorah Miyaviyah. He says, Rashi says, Chazal say to take the Avodah Zarah away from her father. But then he writes, V'ilu hoya kein, lomo kol samima. So why did she take them? If she really wanted to get rid of Avodah Zarah, she should have buried them someplace. She should have taken them and tossed them out. V'lo tamantim badorach. Why did she hide them on the way? So the other Rishonim just answer very practically. She didn't have the opportunity to hide them on the way. Apparently she did not want Yaakov to know that she had stolen them. That's why the Ibn Ezra learns Pshat, HaKarov Shayulovan Aviyo Yodeya Mazolos Upochado Shaviyo Yistakel B'Mazolos Ladas Eze Derech Borcho. So Logan of Yaakov Kim Daita Ki Iker Adas B'Lev. So Rachel was afraid. He knew that her father was successful. He could divine where they were. So they were sneaking away. Lavan went to shear the sheep. She knew that unless she would take away the divining instrument, so then how far could they get? He would find out where they were. But nevertheless, the...
still doesn't answer the kasha. She could have still buried them.
Well, why? She had no reason to bury them. If they weren't from a form of avodah zarah, all right, so then she can grab them.
What's she going to do with
them? Maybe she can divine with them. Yeah.
He found it anyway.
Was that?
He found it without them.
He didn't find them in the end. No, he found them. Yeah. But Rashi quotes the Medrash. Vatigna Rachel Tatrafim, source number 5. Vehi kivna el l'shem shemayim. She was her intention was entirely for the Ribbono Shlom. Omra anon ozlin v'nishvay kodein saba b'kulkule. We're going to leave. The old father with in error. Lefichach tzorach hakosav loyim avatigna rochel. That's why the Torah has to say avatigna. Since it's in common to the Medrash. First of all, the Medrash is pointing out that apparently Rochel, why did she all of a sudden get nervous about Zorah? They were living there for a long time. It would make more sense for Rochel to be concerned about the Zorah of the father while they're living there. So why didn't she bury them? The father, I'm sure, went away many times to take care of the sheep. So the Medrash is saying that as long as Yaakov and Rachel, the grandchildren, were there, they thought eventually they'll have some kind of influence on Lavan. But once they're going, he said, how can we leave Lavan? It's not right. We're going to leave Lavan and leave him with the Avodah Zarah. We're not going to worry about the Ruchnius, the fate of my father. It's not right. If we're checking out, if we're taking away all the good influence away from Lavan, so I have to do something. I have to make some effort to help out Lavan. That's what the Torah has to tell us. Torah wants us to point out to us, this is what was going on in Rachel's mind. Rachel's mind was, if we're taking Yaakov and all the children away, I should at least be worried of my father's spirituality. And so I thought it was a good opportunity to see, to discuss a sugya that many in the yeshiva are learning. It comes up at the very, very beginning of Shabbos. It's a sugya that is that begins really in Avodah Zarah, but most interestingly and maybe most definitively and maybe most practically in a sugya in Bav Metzia, and also a sugya of shepherds. Gemara says, Ahi Raya, Ahu Raya, Tavei Mosri Kol Yoimech Yusuf Zahadeh, source number 6, that there was a shepherd, and people in the town would give their sheep to the shepherd every day. That was this business. His parnasa was, he would take the shepherd, as a very common Bizman of Talmud, he would even much beyond that, he would take the sheep and he would pasture them during the entire day and bring them back. And you hired the shepherd. So one day, I gave my shepsel to the shepherd. I made one mistake. I got sloppy one day. Every day, when I gave my sheep to the shepherd, I made him sign. Right? Every day, I had two Adim, and we counted off the numbers of sheep. One day, I got sloppy. So it came back to haunt me. He says, he didn't come today. Right? And did he have no receipt for today? Didn't happen. Today, I also was wondering why he didn't come today. So he wanted to walk away with all the sheep. So I found two Adam that saw that he was grilling ribs in the back of the one day he had all the sheep, well, they're all shepherding, he says, and he's grilling my sheep. So two sheep I know he took of mine. So Amrab Zeram. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia discusses that should be a form of Moedim and Miktas. He should be Chayav Shvuah. Right? Because I caught him on two. I claim I gave him 10. He says I gave him nothing. So now the halach is, we're stuck. I say 10, he says nothing. I'm Moedim and Chayav of a Raya. But if I can bring a Raya that he did steal some of them, then he's almost like a Moedim and Miktas. Then he's Chayav and a Shvuah. He's chayav to make a shavu. So that's what the Gemara is discussing. So the Gemara says, Amar Rab Zeira, if we hold that this satisfies the requirements of Vayda Vemiktsas, then Mishtav Asher, I have Adam. On 8, he now owes me a shavu. The Gemara is only Abaya and Misa Mishabe for Gazlan who, how can you make him swear? You caught him and he's a thief. How can he can't trust his oath? Because he's red-handed. That he's, we have two Adam saying that he stole two sheep. Let's skip the next boldface. The Gemara says, why do I disqualify the shepherd from giving a shvuah? Because I caught him as a thief. There's a much better reason to disqualify a roa, a shepherd, from an oath. And that is, what's that? That we know from the time of Chumash that shepherds were notorious for shepherding sheep in other people's fields. They were notorious to be gazlanim. That was the argument between the shepherds of Avraham Avinu, right? And it keeps on going. Whenever we have a problem with shepherds, we say, our shepherds were muzzled. Our shepherds did not, our sheep were muzzled. Our sheep did not, were not thieves. Our shepherds were not thieves. So the Gemara says, Stam Roya Gazlanu. It seems that if a shepherd is known to be a gazlan, so you gotta have Adam, you gotta have him sign something, you'll never get an oath from him. So the Gemara says, well, let's say if that's true, why do I have the right to give him my sheep? If some shepherds are thieves, so if I give him my sheep, that means he's now gonna using my sheep to steal. How can I do that? The Gemara says, "V'teiv lahavu leroya v'amar v'yud estam roya apostle said loy kasha hodi day hoda alma." When the shepherd has his own sheep he takes on other people's property. When he has my sheep, he's no problem. My sheep he takes to either to hefker fields or he takes to fields and he gets the right and he passes on the cost to me. He's not going to be a thief. For me, for himself, he'll be a thief. For me, he'll pass on the cost. The ilay tema achi, because if you're not going to understand or assume or be convinced that this is the case, Anan Chiyusa Leroy Hechim Asrinan. How can we give our sheep to the shepherd? Voksiv Lifnei Iver Loisitein Mirchol. Elachazoka Einan Mchaitiv Aloyloy. It must be that the shepherd, when he takes my sheep, he's an honest man. With my sheep, he's honest. Otherwise, I couldn't give him my sheep. You know, so this opens up a window in the understanding the issue of Lifnei Iver, the most common issue of Lifnei Iver L'Seitei Mirchol. The most common issue in our practices are usually a person is doing an Avera anyways. Now, can I, because of me, can I assist or facilitate him doing more Averas? You know, that's the usual case of Lifnei Iver. The most common case of Iver you have in the our most common case is inviting a person who's not religious for Shabbos, right? Person wants to come and be part of our Shabbos meal, so we would like to have him, but I know that if he comes, he's going to drive, so I'm allowed to invite him. So people say, well, he's driving anyways, right? He's going to be going, he's not sitting home the whole day. So if he's driving anyways, so let him drive and have a Shabbos meal. Let him drive and have a Pesach Seder. So the most common question of Lifnei Iver is when the person is doing the Avera anyways. So he's doing the Avera anyways, is there a violation of Lifnei Iver? So this Gemara seems to say, the shepherd, if I'm the only person giving him my sheep, all right, then Lifnei Iver. But if the shepherd has sheep anyways, usually shepherds would have lots and lots of sheep. They would have lots and lots of alabatim. They'd make their parnosa by gathering the sheep of many, many farmers and then take them all out. So he's going to take the sheep anyways. But now, because he has my sheep, he's going to steal more. So if I over, so this Gemara seems to say, I'm taka over, lifnei iver l'seitein mirchol. The only reason I'm allowed to give my sheep to the shepherd is because I'm assuming that he's not going to steal with my sheep. My sheep is an honest man. My sheep will muzzle. My sheep will muzzle because he won't get a pronounced. My sheep will take him to Hefker property. He'll take him. My sheep, if they have grass that's been munched by other sheep, it's okay. His sheep he's going to take to places that have very good fresh grass, he's going to steal. But for my sheep, he'll go to dry grass. He's not going to steal from my sheep. But if I wouldn't say that, I couldn't give him my sheep. So apparently you see that increasing the Avera of a person who's doing an Avera anyways is a violation of Lifnei Iver. This is the question the Ritva asks. So the Ritva in source number 7 says, in the second paragraph, the Ilay Tema, Hachi Anan Chiyusu L'Rai Yechem Asrinan. If you don't say that, so how can we give our sheep to the shepherd? Ha'avrinan Mishum of Ne'ilusit and Mechshol, Peirush, af al gab de heicha de islay behemois midi day, de belav di don matzi ovidi survey. Says the shepherd has his own sheep. Without my sheep, he could take his sheep anyways there. Les be mishum, lifne iver kid isaber kamada voida zara. Ritva says, but it's not correct what we just said. It's not correct that if the a person's going to do an Avera anyways, I only increase his chance of doing an Avera. Ritva says I shouldn't be over Lifnei Iver. What's the proof that he brings? What's the classic case of Lifnei Iver? Classic case. Moshe Kos Yain L'Nozir. Right? Let's skip a little bit and then we'll come back. So look at source number 8. Right on the same page. Source number 8. Iboilu Mishuma, there is Alocha, beginning of Avodah Zarah. I should not do business with a pagan 3 days before a pagan holiday. Why not? Opening the sugya of Masechta Avodah Zarah 3 days before a pagan holiday, I should not sell him an animal. Why not? He may use the animal as a sacrifice for the Avodah Zarah. Gemara says the other possibility is that he may be so excited that he did a good business deal, on the pagan holiday, he may say, thank you to the pagan holiday, and the pagan god, and I then become responsible for him saying thanks to his god. So Gemara says, two reasons, what's the difference? My nafkamina, right, source number 8, Iboilu, Mishum arvocha, Eidomu, Mishum, Lufnei, Usit, and Mechshol. Halacha, I cannot sell an animal to a pagan 3 days before a pagan holiday. What's the reason? Because it's good business, and he's going to thank his God on the holiday, or because it's going to help bring a sacrifice. The islay behema lididei. He has his own animal. So if he has his own animal, he has his own animal, but he's still. But if I provide him a good animal at a good car at a good price, he's still going to be excited, and he's still going to go to his pagan god and say thank you. So I still a problem. But if the reason lifne evil is he take michshol, so I'm not tripping him up. He has an animal anyways, so I give him another animal, so he can bring two animals. Gemara says apparently that's not a violation of lifne evil. That's the Ritva's question. The Gemara sustains this question. Because the Gemara in the top of number 9 says that the Gemara says what is the classic case of Lifnei Iver? Shelo yoshid odom kisyayin le-nazir. Have a nazir. He's in the room with me. He sees a bottle of wine. He says, could you pour me a cup of wine? Can you get me at a wedding together? I see he's a nazir. He hasn't had his hair in a long time. He hasn't had his beard in a long time. And he says, you know, can you go to the bar for me and get me a cup of dry wine? So the Gemara says, am I allowed to get it or not? Me nine shelo yoshid kishayin lenozir v'nechaylem neidoyach tamu loymar. But if nevelisit, I can't do it. If nevelisit in mirchshol. So the Gemara says, v'hocha dechilo yavinu leishok liyu. He says, I'm at the wedding. He can go over to the bar and get it himself. He can get it. So what am I doing? I make it a little bit easier for him. If he wants the wine, he'll get the wine. He doesn't want the wine, he won't drink the wine. So is there any problem with me getting the wine? The Gemara says it's Nisir Dei Raisa. So the Gemara says, Nahachma Eskina Dekoy Betrei Ben Anara. The only time when it's usher for me to get the wine for the Nazir is if
he can't get it
himself. Right? If he's on one side of the Lincoln Tunnel and on the other side of the Lincoln Tunnel and it's Erev Shabbos, and it's backed up. So then, he can't get the wine, right? He doesn't want to pay New York taxes. He wants to get it from New Jersey, right? So then, if I get him the wine, then I'm overlift neiver. But if we're at the same chasana, and it's just a matter of walking across the room to the bar, so that's not lift neiver. So the Gemara says a classic rule, trei ibra denara. If you're at different sides of the water, different sides of a lake, different sides of a river, and he cannot get what he wants, right? Person wants a cigarette, and he's below the age. So he wants me to get it for him. That's an everyday raisa. He can't go in the store and get it. I can go and get it for him. So if I get the cigarette for him, that's lifting the evil, that's the very least of my problems. But that's the violation of the evil, it could be a problem of Gedeva, it could be a problem of Vitzich, I don't know, but at least is lifting the evil, it's in Mirchel. Right? On the other hand, if it's a question of just a convenience, he can get it himself. I make it a little bit easier. I save him a few minutes. So then the Gemara says that's not a violation of lifnei evil l'sita in mirchshol. So now the Gemara comes back to explain the Avodah Zarah case. I have a situation where it's before a pagan holiday. They're all going to go into their Avodah Zarah and talk to their gods. Now it's 3 days before. Can I sell him a good animal? So the Gemara says, well, I'm afraid if he has another animal anyways. So the Gemara says, well, it depends what the reason is. If the reason for not selling it to him is because I'm afraid that he's going to be so grateful that I gave him a good business deal, so then I can't do it. If the reason that Chazal said I can't do it is because I'm afraid he's going to end up using the animal for Avodah Zarah, he has an animal anyways. So what comes out of this Gemara? Now the Gemara seems to say, if a person is going to violate the Iser, whether I help him out or not, so then it's not a violation of the Iver. The person wants to know, he wants to come to my house, I want to invite somebody for a Shabbos meal. I know he's going to drive. It's the only way he's going to get. There's no other way. That's his common practice. So now, according to the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, we would say he's going to drive anyways. No. So Mali, if he has a car, he spends his Shabbos driving around, let him come to me and have a Shabbos meal. Let him come to me, I have Pesach Seder. right? He'll drive anyways. So he drives a little bit more, a little bit less. Not afraid that he's going to bring a second animal. Apparently that's not a problem. All right? On the base of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Gemara in Bava Metzia says, the shepherds are going to have 10 more animals. He's going to be stealing 10 more times. Can't give it to him. So the Ritva says, the two Gemaras seem to be in conflict with each other. Our kasha, lifna evil is eating mirshal. But I'm not, the person who's doing an aveira anyways, I'm just going to increase his access. I'm going to make it easier. He's going to do more. Right? These questions that most of the tshuvas of lifna evil, I would say all the most of them come up, are these kind of situations. You look through Rav Moshe's tshuvas, a person has a wedding hall. And somebody wants to make a wedding there, and he wants to make the wedding with mixed dancing. So can the person who owns the wedding hall, can he rent it out to that family or not? So most of the time the question is, he's going to make the wedding. He's going to have mixed dancing no matter what. It's either your hall or somebody else's hall. Right? He's not going to say, all right, there could be situations where he might do that, but generally speaking, the person has a way he wants to make the wedding. Right? Person goes to... questions come up sometimes with their... Let's say, can a rabbi be Masadar Kedushin for a couple that wants to have a mishpacha? A little more complicated. But it's a similar idea. They're going to get married anyways. Right? They're not going to, if you won't do it, they'll get somebody else to do it. Right? So it'll happen anyways. So most of the questions of the Iver involve this layer of, in a hospital, a person wants an abortion. Right? Can the doctor perform the abortion? The lady's going to get the abortion no matter what. Right? So there it's a little different because who's going to be doing it? Right, it's a little bit different. But let's say you're not the doctor, you're the anesthetist. Let's say you're just scrubbing up to help out, right? So many of the questions in the Iver focus on this one issue of the person will do the Iser anyways. Agmar Avodah Zarah says that's called Chad Ibn Denara. That's being at the wedding and trying and the nose is next to you and he wants you to get the wine for him. He'll get it anyways. Sounds like it's not a violation of the Iver. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that when you give it over to the shepherd, so you're giving him 10 more sheep, you are over lifna Iver. So which is it?
10 times more the neighbor eating more. It's not the same thing because yes, he'll do it anyway, but it will increase the amount he steals.
So it'll be a little bit more, right? Yeah. And nevertheless, right, and the Gemara says that's when it's called, right, and over here in Avodah Zarah, it's the one cup of wine he's going to have. But he's going to get that one cup anyways. But and when it comes to the issue of theft, is going to be more theft, right? So that's very relevant to us, right? Because many times the question is, in the case of the wedding hall, the amount of mixed dancing will be the same. Right? In the case of driving for Shabbos, I could drive a little more because of me. Right? So that could be an important distinction. When the Ritva raises this question in source number 7, the Ritva has 3 different answers. So going back to number 7. Perush. The afal gav, teicha de islay behemos mi di day. The Belavdi don motzi over the sur. He has his own animals. Most of the shepherds had their own animals, and they could easily, if they want, they could bring the animals to pasture and stolen property. Les be mishum v'lifne iver. And in that case, there would not be a violation of lifne iver, as we learned in the beginning of Avodah Zarah. That was source number 8. Mikol mokoyim. Now the Ritva says, here is how I'm going to resolve the what seems to be a inconsistency, contradiction between the two sugyas. Me kol mokim, answer number 1, and the one that is most popular. Ein lanu ligrom misura de misayeya yedei oveyavera ika. He says, you're 100% right. Both Gemaras are correct. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah is talking about violating the Iver on the Din Deraisa level. We call it the biblical level, Deraisa. The Gemara in Bav Metzia is talking about violating a Din Derabbanan of Lifnei Iver. Right? So again, the Ritva's first approach doesn't, for some reason, doesn't take your approach, which sounds very intuitive and sounds very good. But the Ritva says it gives a very important principle. He says, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is saying that Trei Ibra de Nara, the only time I'm in violation of the mitzvah in the Pasuk in Chumash, the Lifnei Ibra Leisitein Mirshal, I'm only violating that din if he will not do the Aveira without me. That's a Deiraisa approach. The Gemara in Bava Metzi is talking about very practical giving my sheep to the shepherd. He will be a ganav anyways, but it'll be a more of a ganav because of me. So then I'm not in violation of the din deiraisa, but there still is a din derabbanan not to facilitate or aid people's aveiros. That's a chiddush. A chiddush that we'll see is very, very well accepted and widely accepted. That there still is an isis, the isis derabbanan is called misayaya. And that's how the poskim usually, when they ask these questions, they first say, is it lifnei'iver? Or is it misayaya? Rav Moshe has even a bigger chiddush. Rav Moshe has a chiddush that there is a category that many other poskim don't even talk about, and that's being mesis. If you encourage someone else to do an aveira, so most poskim don't address it because they say mesis is only in the context of avodah zarah. But to encourage, Rav Moshe was referring back to the '50s when the approach was not in Orthodox shuls, but encourage balabatim to come to shul, even if it means driving, because better they should be in shul. And they shouldn't be in shul. So that was a hot issue in the 1950s. Whether is that a right thing or wrong thing to do? So Rav Moshe says, so they'll drive anyways. If Ne'iver, Mesayeyes, so Rav Moshe says, no. There's another category called Mesis. You're encouraging them to do an Aveira. So just the fact you're encouraging an Aveira, not that the Nazir came to me and says, can I have a bottle of wine? You're telling him, you come to shul, because it's better if you come to shul. He says, that's already bumps up to a different category. And that's how he addressed that issue. But we're not discussing that. We're discussing lifnei'iver, deiraisa, derabbanan. So that's the Ritva's first approach. And that approach, we'll see, comes up in a third sugya. Let's go into the second approach. Right? So the Ritva would say, right, without any further analysis, the Ritva's first answer would say, the person will do the Easter anyways. They want to rent your wedding hall. They're going to have mixed dancing anyways. Can I be the caterer? So the Ritva say, well, are they right? So you're not in violation of. So there is an Easter drabonon of facilitating an Easter. V'hochi naktinon kira the Ravacha de Milsa. The Ritva says, but you'll ask me that my reading of the Gemara is incorrect, because the Gemara says clearly at the end of source number 6, Lifnei'iver leisitein mirshol, v'hoksiv, lifnei'iver leisitein mirshol. How are you going to get around that? It's black and white. That if I give my sheep to the shepherd who has sheep anyways, I'll be in violation of lifnei'iver leisitein mirshol. So the Ritva says, it's what we call a doichik line. You see how pressed he is, kro lirvocha de milsa. The pasuk is just to make it sound more stricter, to make it sound harder. It's really din de rabbanon, but the revocha de milsa, right? They wanted to tell you it's a serious rabbanon. So I'm going to quote a pasuk, but it's not a real deiraisa. Of course, it's very hard to read this gemara that way, but that's what the Ritva says. I would suggest a possibility. I would suggest that the Rambam is well known for not quoting the distinction of Chad Ibra Denara Trei Ibra Denara. Apparently there's no place in the Rambam where the Rambam makes that distinction. Apparently he leaves out the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Now the Rambam says has many cases of Lifnei'iver Leisitein Mirshol. Many, many cases. The most notable one is he says that if a person is borrowing money with ribbons, with interest, so if I witness that loan, I'm over lifnei'iver. If I sign the documents, I'm lifnei'iver. If I facilitate the deal, I'm over lifnei'iver. Right? So the Rambam does not seem to say, well, it's only if you're guaranteeing the loan. I'm a lawyer. If I don't represent him, I'll find another person to represent him. He's not going to say, because Newberg is not going to represent me, I'm not going to do the deal. No, I'll go open the Yale page, look at another lawyer take care of me. So we would say, if a person wants two Jews want to borrow or lend with interest, and they're not taking heteriska, and they're not working out legally, and they want me as the lawyer to represent them and to do all the contracts. So we would say, well, the Ritva would say, at their rice it isn't, because they're going to do the deal anyways. At the Rabbonah it is. That's a serious issue. Rambam does not make any reference to that at all. In the entire Yad Chazaka, doesn't make any reference. Of course, how do I know? I'm not Boki in Rambams, but I have Rebbeim who are Boki in Rambams. And they pointed out that Rambam is not quoted. I did a search, right? That's as far as my Bikiyas goes in Rambams. But I did a search and I also could not find it. So I was wondering, in other words, the Rambam would say, it could be that the Rambam says it's taka a debate between the Gemara and Avodah Zarah and the Gemara and Bava Metzia. Maybe the Rambam reads it the way it says it. And the Rambam says, this our Gemara and Bava Metzia rejects the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. It could easily be. And the Rambam says that that's, in fact, how he wants the Pascha. And then it bumps it back up to a deiraisa, to a din deiraisa. Most poskim that I know of do not quote the Rambam and make it into a din deiraisa. Most poskim go with this position of the Ritva. We'll see why in a few minutes. The Ritva then has another answer. Va'od. Back in source number 7, if you look, Va'od. The Laman de Mosra le mi ikra hecha de les le behema is achrine loy di de loy da alma ikra mishul de ira mamish. The Ritva says it depends if you're the first client or the second client. If you're the first client, then you're overlifting the ira on the biblical de raisa, right? Because you're making him to a shepherd. He doesn't have any sheep. He is not going out to he's waiting. The first guy who shows up and gives him sheep, you're overlifting Eber the Eraisa, you're making him to a Ganav. The second guy, you're not overlifting Eber. Trey's ready, he's going out anyway. Trey ben Ara, not even the Rabbanan. So the second answer is entirely consistent with the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and says it all depends on, if he would say, if the guy is going to do the Aveira anyways, there is no lifnei Eber, not the Eraisa, not the Rabbanan. But if you happen to situate yourself to be the first one, then you're going to be over in Eastern Day Rice of Neighbor.
This is not exactly like the Gemara of Avodah Zarah either.
Go ahead.
Because whoever is first,
yeah,
could always say, well, somebody else could be first.
Right.
So it's not exactly like the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Because as long as you have a pool of multiple first givers,
right.
So each one can say, I'm not over on the neighbor because he could go to somebody else. So this second approach would go against the Gemara of Avodah Zarah.
So I would think that he would say that is how he interprets the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, because his goal is to reconcile them.
Right.
So apparently he holds it is a good reconciliation. So apparently he is saying a big chiddush, because he's saying exactly what you said. This shepherd is going to go in. At the end of the day, someone's going to make him into a shepherd. I can't be the first one. So we're just saying there is a chiddush over here. I agree. But I have to assume that he is trying to reconcile the two texts, because that was his goal. So he has to hold that this is the interpretation of the first one. And you're right, it becomes a much more of a cosmetic approach.
It also makes the Gemara of Avodah Zarah harder to understand.
Harder to read.
In other words, if we say that he's redefining Trei Avri Dinara, it makes the Gemara of Avodah Zarah by the Nazir harder to understand.
Why?
Because, well, it means, it, according to the Ritva, Trei Avri Dinara means only that the Nazir himself cannot get to it.
Correct.
That's all it means. Just like the shepherd himself cannot be Chote until somebody starts him off on it.
Right.
Okay, that's a little bit...
Yeah, you're right. It would be impactful halacha l'mas also. In other words, it means if I'm the first one who invites him, it's a problem. And the second one invites him, it'll be okay. But you're right.
We don't make enough gemina in enough gazelle of how much is gazelle.
Oh, so I agree that should be an issue. But the Ritva is not at all bothered by that. Apparently, he doesn't suggest that, right? So apparently, the Ritva is saying that when it comes to stealing, so the fact that he will steal more. So that isn't would not be a violation of the either. The fact that you are you just saying I should say
he personally is tied, but not the person who facilitates.
Right.
But the
right.
Stealing, he's personally tied,
right.
Not,
right. because I'm not the one who's making him. It's true that there'll be more, like more kizesim, so to speak.
But the same master kizela.
But the same, yeah. I think that's what the Rebbe would have to say, because the kash is a good kasha.
The fact that he's, that the balavos is being marbiach.
The balavos is.
I would normally have to go out and pay $5 for feed.
Yeah.
If he's gosling, then I don't. Then I'm also. I have a revach from it.
If he's not passing, right. But apparently the Gemara was not concerned. And again, the kasha is a good kasha. The Gemara was not concerned that I personally am stealing, even though you're right.
But assuming that he's going to Hetger, so
in the end,
I wouldn't be paying anyway.
Halach lamasa, we're saying if he would be stealing, would there be lifneiver? But I think the answer is that benefiting from theft is a form of lifneiver. The prohibition of benefiting from theft is I'm encouraging theft. So that's just another form of lifneiver. When Rambam says that I cannot purchase stolen items, the Rambam says the reason why is because I'm encouraging the thief to do more thievery. So benefiting from theft is not that I'm a ganav, but I'm encouraging gneva. So that's all part of lifneiver, I think. So I think it's all part of the same analysis. No, he's asking a different question. He's not saying Mishum Harvacha. Harvacha is Neidein. What David's asking is that the
owner of the sheep is making some sort of minimal profit.
Right. So he is a ganav. Right. So the kasha may be a good kasha, but the Gemara is not addressing the issue because the Gemara says we just want to discuss him the either. Right. The Gemara. See, if what you'd be saying would concern the Gemara would say, there's no way that Stam Ganef is a Stam Ro is a Ganef, because then everybody who gives him sheep is also a Ganef. Why doesn't say that? Every gives him sheep is a Lifta either. All right, so Kasha is a good Kasha. Why the word didn't say that? So I would suggest the word didn't say it because I'm in violation of encouraging theft. I'm not a real Ganef in that case. Not that it's a. I shouldn't get mafta yoner for it, but it means not a good thing to do. Anyways, so this question, yeah, please.
The Torah criticizes both Yaakov and Rachel, because they said in the same pasuk, by Yignov Yaakov, and by Tignov Rachel. And there's a reason why, just like he should not have done what he did, she should not have done what she did, and she learned from her father, from her husband. That's all
right. Tignov a slave. I think I forget who points one of the Mefarshim in the Kronos Gedolos. I forget who it is. Makes that comment. He says. She is. I think so. Could be that Rabbi Hirsch makes that comment. Exactly that. It says about Yaakov, but Tignovas Libo, right? That he was dishonest with Laban. So it makes that comment that the Gemara wants to make the point. Use the exact same phrase. It refers to Yaakov's but Tignovas Libo. That this was a censure. That they both were in violation of a similar prohibition, slightly different applications. Yeah, that's correct. It seems to be, and we know that Rachel gave up her life. She lost her life because of it. Right? On the other hand, we also know that it was that Yaakov could not imagine that Rachel did this. It's a complex, and again, was also very hard for us to understand. Is the Medrash says that Rachel l'shem shemayim kivna. It was all l'shem shemayim. She wanted the best for her father. And nevertheless, she ended up giving up her life because of this.
I saw Rav Schwab actually said that the thing that Rachel did wrong was what the Eben Ezra alludes to. She should have destroyed Avodah Zarah.
Yeah.
The Geneva was not acceptable. Destroying the Avodah Zarah is fine. Geneva was not acceptable. He says that, and that Rav Schwab says why she suffered.
But then God worked it out that Yaakov said what he said, and that gave her the.
Besides, but had she destroyed the Avodah Zarah, then what Yaakov said wouldn't have affected her because she wouldn't have stolen it at all. She should have just destroyed it.
Oh, she shouldn't have taken it.
She should have destroyed it on the spot. Just the same way that Avram broke the psalm of Terach.
Interesting.
And we don't see Avram being censured for it. She should have just broken the teraph, and that would have been all.
What was that? Strength of character. Yeah. Okay, very good.
Based on what this gentleman just said, can we use this as sort of like a program, an adumbration. For obligation to give Toichicha strongly enough, because we learned Gimel Masechta the Shabbos Nun Dalet and Hey Zainu Beis Office that the Rishayim is one of the Tzaddikim perish as a result of not giving a strong enough Toichicha in the times of Beis Hamikdash. So what the gentleman is saying, that our Torah gives us the opportunity, this is like a cancer, so that we get before tradition, we give us nothing we can't handle.
I'm not sure we'll come to the Kadesh HaTorah in a moment. The Gemara says this issue that the Ritva points out. Now the Ritva has one of three chidushim. We didn't say the third. Third is the certainty of which the person will do the aveira. But let's focus now on the first point of the Ritva, because that's the one that made it most lahalacha. All right. So again, so we've pointed out now is we have the sugya abba metziya that says that if the person will do the Yisr anyways, there's no violation of the Iver on a day Raisa, but there is on a day Rabbanon. And the Ritva, that's how you reconcile the two Gemaras. There's a Chiddush of saying there's some din the Rabbanon, we pointed out. The Rambam may not accept that. And let's now go to source number 14. There's only a few minutes left. The very beginning of Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara says that Masechta Shabbos opens up by an Oni Nosher, a person who wants to get staka. The Oni is outside, the Malabais is inside. The Gemara says if it's Shabbos and the Malabais puts his hand outside into the Rishos HaRabim and he picks something up and he picks up a sandwich and he gives it into the Oni's hand, the Balabayas did the Malacha of Eitzah. He picked it up in the private Rishos, put it down in the public Rishos, and he did a violation of Eitzah. What about the Oni whose hand is stretched out? The Gemara says, no problem at all. He didn't do anything. What he did, the Gemara says, Poter Umuter. No violation. He did not assist the Isur of Eitzah altogether. So Tosfos says, he didn't assist Hotzah, but in source number 14, Vim Toimer V'Holko Ovar Alif Ne'iver Le'Sitein Mikshal. But he should be, he was standing outside. If he wouldn't have been there, then I wouldn't have put the sandwich in his hand. So he should be nabbed. How can you say, Potter Umutu, he shall have to stand there? He's not allowed to stand there. He's not allowed to stand outside my window and ask for something, even not ask for something, and be available to violate the Isur. V'yafilu mari sheyochel lidlo yafilu hayo biyodoy. Delay ovar mishum if ne'iver. And if you'll tell me that sheyochel lidloy, that the Oni could have taken it by himself, or that the case I gave, the Balabayas could have put it outside without using my hand. He could have put the sandwich on a ledge. He could have put the sandwich he could have walked around outside the window, taken it outside and put it on a plant. So he could have done the malacha without me. So I'm not a lifnei iver. I made it easier for him. But he could have done the malacha even if I wasn't there. So it's not a violation of lifnei iver. It's what we call chad iver denara, as if we're on the same side of the river. So it says the Tosfos, and I know from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that if we're on the same side of the river, it's not a violation of the Iver. Mikol Mokoyim, Isur the Rabbanon Miyoika. It still is a violation of the Rabbanon. What's the Rabbanon? Shechayiv Lafisha Miyus Isur, because we're obligated to help people out and to help them not do Averus. So I'm obligated to help people not do Averos, so I certainly cannot be there to facilitate a person in Avera. Right? I'm obligated to help the Nazir not have wine. So even if we're in the same room, the bar's in the same place, I'm just saving him 2-minute walk. Nevertheless, as far as the Din Torah is concerned, alright, I'm not overlift Naiver. Okay, anyways. But the Din the Rabbanon, I should be discouraging him. Anything less than discouraging is a problem. Person wants a cigarette, right? So I say he's going to get it anyways. But you're right. Midei Raisa will not be overlift neither. But there's a mitzvah lahafrish odom yisur. So I'm not doing my mitzvah of helping a person not to averus. So the Tosfos says that's where there is and Isid the Rabbanon. How do we paskin? So if we look at the Shulchan Aruch says in Torah in source number 15, Ein Chayiv Elo Kesha Okra Chayfitz Mirshus Yoshus Rabim. But then he says very near the little Dalid, he says Avol Osur Lasos Kein Midir Rabbanon. Even though I'm not in violation of Hotzah, if I just receive the item, Chazal said not to do it. The Mogen Avram in source number 16 says, why? Dikaomer lifne iver lisitein mirshol. V'mumunach ba'ofen shemafilu lohiyu b'yodo yoyochel litloi. Lohi ova lifne iver mikol mokoim isura derabonon ika. Tafilu koten och neveilois. Even have a little child who has eating treif, we're supposed to stop them from doing isurim. Look at source number 17, the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, Loi mishum Shabbos, ela shem machshos chaver v'gom lohitzi as the chavis achnisoi, v'yesh b'zeh isur Torah, if there's no other way to do it, and the Rabbanon if there's another way to do it. We turn the page onto source number 18, no, to source number 19. Right. Now we go back to the very surprising Ramah. Ramah says, Yesh Oimrim, Hod the Osulim Korlam Devorma Shayachim Lavaydosim, that we can't sell pagan items that are used in pagan practices to an Avodah Zarah person. Hainu Davkim Ein Lehem Acherim Ki Yaitse Boy, Oshel Yuchel Dignes Mokem Acher. Shulchan Aruch says that if I'm in a situation where I have an item that an Avodah Zarah Nick would want to use for his Avodah Zarah, can I sell it to him or not? He says, depends. If it's very readily accessible, he can get another lawyer to do the loan, he can get another person to sign the documents, all right, then mutter. If he can't, I'm the only lawyer in town, then I can't help the deal. I can't help the deal with interest. I'm the only catering hall in town that serves kosher. Can't have him do it. But if there are other catering towns, so I'm mutter. Yesh machmirin. There are those who are strict about this because the Ritva says it's the Rabbanon. And then the surprising Ramah. V'nogu lahokel. And the minig is to be mekel v'chol bal nefesh yachmer l'atzma. If you want to be machmer, don't paskin l'chumer. So it's a very interesting thing. The Mishnah Berurah, the Magen Avraham, and Arachayim, they all followed the Ritva, the Tosfos, down the Halacha L'maaseh. They say, even if there's somebody who wants to put something out in the public area, he would put it down anyways. He says, even if, and they would put it down with them there or not, Osir, Isid Rabbanon. The Ramah records it. The Ramah said he thinks that.
Is this by Goyim, though? In your day, isn't it by Goyim rather than
by Goyim Ross and Avodah Zarah, anyways. So good. So the Shach says, good, very good. So the Shach says, Vishayimim, the Sviralei, the Chihechi, the Aminan, Mishas, Gabi Nozi, the Oslo, Hashila, Kosyayin, and the Davka, the Kosyayin, right? Vish Machmirin, the Sarvi, Kolmok, and Misram Ika, even if it's not Trevin Ara. And then he says, "Avlanias daiti." I think that it's not a machlokes. Kozel das Rav. He says that the Ramah is taka mekel. Avlanias daiti loy pelige. Everybody holds like Tosfos says that, but with an avodah zara or with a mumer, then it's mutter. All right. So again, this is a very, very crucial point, which is very much debated by the poskim. We'll finish up with this point. Question number one, how do we paskin? Is there an Isid or all? Let's go back to the case. We'll do halacha of Ein Marin King. We're not discussing halacha l'maisa, just to frame it. In halacha l'maisa situation, you should know what a Rav goes through when you ask him a shayla. You ask a Rav a shayla, can I invite a person from my house? He's a Mechal of Shabbos anyways. Can I scrub in on a procedure which is not halacha, but it's going to happen anyways? Can I be the help negotiate a loan with interest and it's going to happen anyways? So what the posik is going through in his mind is, it will happen anyways, how do we paskin? Rambam Ritva. Oh, probably paskin Ritva, Shulchan Aruch, everybody we quoted, Mishnah Berurah, they all say, it will happen anyways, it's different. Is it is it Rabbanon or is it Mutter? So overwhelmingly from Arachaim it sounds like there is an Isid Rabbanon. There is one Ramah that says, well, we don't, we can follow the Rambam Shita, that there is no Isid to happen anyways. And there's some Machmir. Do we follow that Shita? So it, every so often it does come up and says, well, the Ramah, there is a Ramah that's Mekel. Overwhelmingly we say it's Osir. The Shach says that the Ramah only had in mind to be lenient for in the situation where either it's not Jewish, and then he adds, or a Jew who's not religious.
A mummer.
Right, a Jew doesn't is not religious. Right? Why?
Not every Jew who's not religious is a mummer. They might be ignorant or something. I mean,
right, but the point is a Jew where we are not continuously giving hachacha. If there's a Jew, and we don't, if we take the attitude towards a Jew, we're going to make sure he doesn't do aveiros. All right, then you miss a drabbanon. But if it's a Jew, for whatever reason, you're right, it has to be a Jew who's at least aware, and we've taken the attitude that we're not going to discourage him. Right? In other words, coming back to the case, the guy who I want to invite him for Shabbos. He knows that I don't think he should drive on Shabbos. He knows I don't drive on Shabbos. He knows that that's the halach. Now I'm inviting him. So it means I'm not taking the approach of telling him he shouldn't drive on Shabbos. I'm not doing that. So if I'm not teaching him not to drive on Shabbos, so why don't I then say, well, come to my house on Shabbos, right? The deraisa, we're not going to be over. The drabbanon emanates from an obligation to teach him not to drive on Shabbos. I won't be successful. I won't get any place. So once I'm not taking the approach of teaching him not to drive on Shabbos, so that means I'm not exercising my rabbinic obligation to discourage him from doing mitzvahs, discourage him from doing averus, or for whatever reason, if I can't do it, I'll be successful. But now, do I have to be machmir and say, well, I can't even invite him? He's going to drive anyways. So that's the point that is often quoted in the Shach. That the Shach says that if the person is a mumer, he knows, right? He wants to make a mixed dance wedding. He knows that I'm not comfortable. I don't usually do mixed dance in my catering hall. I don't usually cater for them. I'm against it. If you want to do it, I'm going to rent the hall to you. You tell him that it's going to happen anyways, and he knows that you think it's wrong, so he's in the category of a mumer. So many poskim sort of follow this approach. We are machmer like the Magen Avraham Mishnah, but we can be maker like the Shach, and it's a very hotly debated Shach. That's what I pointed out from the Shuvas of the Yebiyom. It's late now, so we have to stop. But this point is, I would say, is the one of the hot points, one of the flash points in Halakha L'Masa. How far do we take the Shach? Is that there are certainly many poskim will be so mech on the Shach in a Shas Adchak, right? A person comes to Rabbi and says that I have a huge deal. I'm going to lose an entire client if I don't finish up this deal with interest. I take a huge hit in my business. So the many Rabbanim will say, look, they know they should be, that Jewish law doesn't allow lending. Everybody knows. Usually Jews don't allow lending. They know they can do a heter iska. Yeah, but they can't be bothered with it. So then they're a mumer. So many poskim will say, well, in that case, since they'll do the deal anyways, they rise here not being over. The Rabbanim is a Yisur Misayaya. Shach says, from mumer's mutter, he can do it. Well, I don't know if they keep in that. And others will say, Shach says it. Many disagree. Others will say, B'shas Adchak will be Semech in the Shach, but not the Chachim. Good. Thank you very much.